You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Education Director for BNI Heartland. And with me today, I have International Trainer and Speaker Executive Director, Vince Vigneri. Vince, how you doing today?
I'm phenomenal.
Oh, that's a top-notch answer.
I wanted to say remarkable, but Norm Dominguez is going to hear that, and I don't want him to think I'm stealing his line, but I'm phenomenal.
Okay. Thumbs up, Norm, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Isn't that a sign of positivity? Awesome. So we did have a request that came through on a Facebook post, and it said, can we talk more about visitors? And there's a topic that Vince and I kind of always keep going back to, and I think we're going to be talking – we're going to be talking about growth a lot in this next upcoming year and going forward, but it's not just growing your chapter. There's so much more to it, and we wanted to open up this conversation by dealing with, I think, one of the biggest challenges that members have from time to time. Don't invite just to grow your chapter.
Well, and this started, Brandon, a year ago at our national conference. Mm. Our national director, Tim Roberts, said... And not just said, he did a presentation titled, Growth is Not the Goal.
Right.
How many times do we hear a leadership team say, we want to grow?
Yep. All the time.
Right. But the underlying factor is really that question that we keep coming back to. Why do you want to grow?
Mm-hmm.
And then once you figure out why, how do you want to grow? And when Tim talked about growth is not the goal, there are other things. You don't just say, I want to grow to be 30, 40, 50 members. You've got to have a plan to, you know, attack that goal.
Mm-hmm.
And too often we say, well, we want to grow our business this year.
Yeah, even relating into business. I want to get more sales this year.
Great. How?
Well, exactly. Well,
what? Exactly. So you got to put a little more thought into it. So let's dive into this topic about inviting and not inviting just to grow.
So the first part is assuming, because you all know what happens when you assume. I got to share this. I was writing it. And if you've ever said the saying, you make out of you and me, I put and in the...
You wrote it all out,
yeah.
And...
Yeah, wrote the whole thing. So anyways, but don't make assuming. Or don't assume that somebody doesn't need BNI. And the story that I always share, and if you've been through Member Success Program with me, you may have heard this. So my dad runs a food manufacturing plant, and they have a sales team, and they sell across the United States. And I've always kind of had that mindset of, well, you know, BNI locally, I just don't know if it'll work for them. So I really never thought to invite – well, I thought about it, but I stopped myself. I should say I stopped myself from inviting them because I made the assumption it's just not going to work for them, or they don't need it, right?
We talk about that in core groups, about yes. Limiting from the very beginning. Don't limit who you're going to invite. Invite everybody. And mm-hmm. I know we don't use anybody, right, everybody, right. But invite the people that are on your list. Let them make the decision.
Right.
So tell us more about the story, Brandon.
There was one of his employees go to the same mass time that we always do. So I saw her every week and I talked to her every week. And one morning I walk into my meeting and her name is D. There's D. My mouth hit the floor because I'm like, what are you doing here? And she goes, oh, well, Sherry invited me. And I just thought, how many missed opportunities did I have because I made that assumption in my head?
Now, they had a connection.
They did. Correct. Okay. Correct.
So they had a connection. But you, of course, had a connection also and just kept saying, this isn't going to work. Now, Brandon,
mm-hmm.
BNI.
Yep.
It's an international organization.
Correct.
We have chapters all over the world.
I know. Can I throw this in there? We didn't have all the technology and all the connections because I preach it all the time now. All the time. This was before we had all that. So my brain wasn't thinking
your
large.
Your brain was right. On your chapter.
Correct.
On our city.
Correct.
Got it.
Correct.
So again, though, limiting.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly.
You were doing the limiting. So we've – members, don't limit.
Right.
Remove the limitations. You know – And I know we're going to get into this, but what are other people or ways to invite people to your meeting to learn about what you're doing every week?
Mm-hmm.
And I know I've been talking about one at Advanced Workshops recently where, you know, we talk about hearing an introduction that's needed. I want to meet somebody somewhere. I want to meet XYZ person or title. I want to meet someone at this company. And, you know, somewhat specific. And they can get very specific. And I've been educating people in this workshop about you have some semblance of certainty
mm-hmm.
that you know where the rest of your members are going to be every week at your meeting time.
Yes.
I mean, every Thursday morning, Brandon, at 7 a.m. for years, you were at your meeting time.
Correct.
I knew you were going to be there with some certainty.
Right.
You know, okay, there's things that come up. There's vacations. But with some certainty, I knew where you were going to be. And instead of saying, hey, Brandon, I want to introduce you to somebody that you've mentioned, bring that somebody to the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And I go a step further. And I'm going to use Brandon as my example. I send you an email and say, hey, Brandon, I want to introduce you to D. We'll mm-hmm. use D since you used that name yep. earlier. I want to introduce you to D this week. I'm going to bring her to the meeting. Oh, this week I'm going to be out of town. I've got a sub. Great. Let me follow up with D and see if she can come next week.
Right.
You have that knowledge of where your members are going to be. If you know someone has a need for a product or service and you want them to meet the person, rather than trying to set up another meeting,
mm-hmm.
I mean, Lord knows we all need more meetings, right?
I'm a little light this week.
Okay. Well, no, you might. But rather than trying to set another meeting with two parties, not even taking into account maybe your own schedule,
mm-hmm.
you know where you're going to be every week.
Right.
Every right. single week.
And it's an you know the location.
Right.
And you know you're going to have open networking time.
Now, here's some of the pushback you might get.
Mm.
Gosh, she doesn't want to come meet with 30 or 40 people. Look, she's coming to meet one. There happens to be some others there that are doing the same thing. So it's an opportunity also for her to see everybody else.
There was there's a education piece on 50 ways to invite, and I can't say I love all of them, but a lot of them are very good. And one that always rings is if you're meeting with somebody to sign a contract, meet with them however long you need before your meeting starts at your location. And then when you're done, be like, hey, by the way, you want to come have lunch with me? Or would you like to come have breakfast with me? And bring them to the meeting that way.
Great way to invite that
yes.
really doesn't have the goal of growing your chapter correct. Necessarily.
Correct.
Now, wow, what happens if they like what they see?
I want to take this further, but go ahead and finish your thought.
If they like what they see, they might become a member.
On top of that, if you bring a visitor that, let's say it's just not their time, okay? They love B&I, they get it, they see it, but it's just not their time. They will talk to other people they know
absolutely.
That B&I would work for. And I have seen visitors come to a meeting because another visitor told them they should go.
The visitors become referral sources for your chapter.
Exactly.
More people, it's branding. I know mm-hmm. we talk about branding and, you know, consistency and yeah, great. We're an international organization. Go out and tell more people.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a part of B&I for 20 plus years. There's still people that don't know what B&I is.
That is the hardest part for me when I talk to people when they don't know what B&I is. My mind is like, how could you not know? But that's a good thing though, because those are the people you're looking for to invite. Because
right.
they're not just going to go to a random meeting if they don't even know about it. And I think it applies to all businesses. Just because you have a sign on a building, that doesn't mean everybody knows who you are or where you are.
Well, and they might have knowledge of somebody else that does the same thing or somebody else that worked for the same company.
Yes.
And all of a sudden doesn't anymore for yep. whatever reason. They might be looking for a new person at the same company. There's so many what ifs.
Mm-hmm.
Stop limiting. That's really the message. Stop limiting. Let them tell you no.
Yeah.
But use it as an opportunity to introduce individuals to one another. Not everybody you invite to B&I is going to be a good fit. Not everybody you invite to B&I is going to visit at the right time for them.
Mm-hmm.
But they now know what it is. They now have met members. And I know we're going to talk about this in another podcast, but they might spend some money.
Yes, using the services that are within the chapter.
You don't know what's all of a sudden top of mind because they hear somebody do a weekly presentation about something. Oh, gosh, I'm just getting ready to do that. I needed somebody. It was meant to be. I'm here today.
Well, how about this one? I just recently heard this. There was a profession that was invited to a chapter, and they met the financial planner there. And I quote, the visitor says, you know, we are shopping around for a financial planner for our business right now. I would love to have you interview. And that was just simply because they showed up to a meeting, and now they have an opportunity to not just be a financial planner for one person, but a possible company.
Right.
I mean, there's huge opportunity there. And that was because somebody invited, I believe they were a CPA, somebody invited them in.
Awesome. Awesome.
Okay. I think that's pretty good. Any final thoughts on that one?
No, I think our message is have some why, have some passion around who you're inviting, and stop being the limitation.
Yeah. Can I say stop assuming?
Yeah.
You just did. You're right. Thanks. And for our listeners, these podcasts are for you. Just a reminder, if there's ever a topic you would like us to cover, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best to cover that in the future. Vince, I know we are probably going to do quite a bit more on inviting this year, mindset, all that good stuff, but I think this was a great place to start. And like you said, just take off those limitations. Invite and give everybody the opportunity to see how great your chapter is.
I love it.
And for the rest of you, I look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.